Okay, I'm going to call us back to order. It is 11:23. And next on our agenda is revolving fund balances, and again, that is Mr. McIntosh.
Okay. All the revolving fund reports, I think, are provided, except for still reviewing, working through the burial assistance. And also reviewing and working through some more detail on the, I think it's the real property revolving fund. To start with the first report of the first page of the report, to report on the Osage War Memorial Revolving Fund. Essentially, the first page of this fund's report will show from fiscal year 2012 through fiscal year 2022, the activities associated with appropriations that have come into this fund, and also the associated expenditures that have come out of this fund year over year. And essentially, if you go to the bottom corner, right corner of the table, you'll see that it shows fund balance at $162,108. Above that, you'll see that it shows for current year 2022 net activity, that essentially revenue against expenditures are to the good of $63,748.
I'm sorry, I have a question about the War Memorial, just real quick.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. Let me look for this real quick. Remember the legislation we passed, I think it's 2264, was the trip to DC. And it said that it would go to the Osage Veterans Memorial Fund. And that was amount of 71.7.
That's the number there on the in column fiscal year 2022. It's titled donations, but that should actually be titled transfer in.
Okay. The reason I ask is that at the top you reference your legislation, and that's, I just wanted to ensure that that was being captured in the report.
Yes, that's correct. I'll need to put that above the line, attach the legislation to it.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Nice catch.
Yeah. Good catch.
Okay, Mr. McIntosh, continue.
So with that being said, the current year activity, if you turn the page, this revolving fund, as you'll see over here on the left column of the report, it's currently in the General Fund 1000. Underneath that, a department code 0022. So I will be pulling this out of the general fund, establishing it under its own fund, and that way it'll have its own balance sheet and statement of revenue. So for this one, that for those in burial assistance is the same way. I'm working on pulling that one out to its own fund to have its own balance sheet and income statement. But essentially, this top cover sheet's where you start to do that. So there will be no balance sheet attached with the War Memorial, but there is a statement of revenue expenditures attached. So if you do notice, as I pointed out in the far bottom right corner, 63,748 is the net activity of the year, revenue and expenditures. If you go to the next page and look at the statement of revenue expenditures, what I provided is basically by quarter for fiscal year 21. Expenditures by quarter, which will show that, in quarter one, we show no expenditures. Quarter two, we're showing expenditures in the amount of $7,000.89. And then in quarter three, we're showing expenditures at $2,500.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. Just so I can better understand, Tyler, the statement of revenue and expenditures only reflects the net activity. So when we're looking at these, we will not be able to identify the actual fund balance unless we have the balance sheet. Is that correct?
Yes, fund balance is always on the balance sheet. And essentially right now, with this department being under the 1,000 fund, when we get into the general fund itself, it's kind of embedded in there. And that's a little bit of what that schedule does in the audit, to kind of pull those out. But it's one of those areas when we're trying to look at the audit and general fund column and trying to match that to retained revenue. This is one of the caveats that's kind of not aligning properly, that if I pull it out to its own fund, it'll help make that work smoother.
Chair, may I continue?
Yes.
So that on the audit, the committed funds, that the audit numbers that are being pulled off the balance sheet, not necessarily, they're not being pulled off of this information, correct?
For this one, for War Memorial and for Burial Assistance, they would be pulling from this sheet. But I think as we go through these reports, you'll see how this top summary works with the financials that are provided. But essentially, this is how you would determine a fund balance. And I think when we get into the additional reports beyond Osage War Memorial, you'll start seeing these numbers and start seeing how they kind of populate on the summary sheet.
Okay, thank you.
But essentially, that's what I currently show in the War Memorial based on the ONCAs that are listed, as well as the one mentioned. The current balance is at $162,108. I'm unaware of any current obligations against that amount. Well, let me rephrase that. The $71,700 we would probably want to encumber off of that number, because it will be spent. And the next report would be on revolving fund. It's a museum fund. Is identified under fund number 1305. Shows currently that fund's inception was fiscal year 2018. Current year activities show and reflect that we come to a fund balance of $23,916. You see right above that, it shows for fiscal year 22, a net activity change of $4,357 to the good. When you turn to the next page, you will see here's the balance sheet for that fund. And what I'm showing is where we begin at 10/1/2021. The current period change reflects that the balance sheet equity fund balance changed to the good of $4,357, bringing fund balance to $23,916. If you look at the previous summary sheet that we looked at, you will see that that net activity and fund balance is aligning with the financials. Now, the next thing that I want to, as we move to the next page of the report, if you'll notice that that net activity and then also the current period change in fund balance of $4,356, when you turn to the statement of revenue and expenditures, you will see over here in our total column that that is the amount that we show is basically the net income. So within all these reports, you should see that consistency from the summary sheet. And I think in looking at it in this way, it'll show how basically fund balance create over time. And that really that the revenue, the program income that got recognized in the museum revolving fund, I think that was, to be honest, I think we had that was an accumulation of deposits over several months. So we're working to get more timely and get more daily deposits coming in. I do not like cash sitting around. So,
Chair, I have a question real quick. On our revolving funds, well, I know some of them, but Some of them can actually, I guess, are they set up where they can, you know, accumulate interest? I know some of them, like the permanent fund and retained revenue, but on our other revolving funds that have money sitting there, are they able to draw interest?
I'm not aware that that's specified in all of the legislations or the that I've read. Now, that may be something to explore, but I think this is the first step in getting to be able to invest them is having these reports to cleanly identify the funds available for investing. But if we did, it would, you know, it'd probably be like CDs of low risk, so you didn't lose value, but earn some interest.
Thank you.
So moving on to the clinic construction fund, fund number 1307. Show that, you know, essentially there's two, I think there's an appropriation of tribal dollars of 1.5, and then there's an appropriation where third party revenues was appropriated to this fund of 2 million. Shown against the expenditure activities over those same periods of time. Showing no expenditure activity in fiscal year 2022. And with all those activities, they're netting out to a fund balance of $1,655,713. So if we go to the next page of the balance sheet, basically the balance sheet reflects that same activity level, shows where fund balance at the end of fiscal year 2021 was the same as currently at 6/30/2022 with no current period change. Therefore, there's no statement of revenue for fiscal year 2022. Moving on into the next fund, revolving fund report of property income account, fund number 1315. As you can see that it shows that on average, or for fiscal year 2022, that we show other revenue income in this account of $530,204. We're currently showing that we have not appropriated anything out in 22. And with that, our ending net activity would then reflect that this fund did increase for this period of time by $530,204. If we move to the next page of the balance sheet, fund balance on the top page shows $970,928. When we look at the balance sheet that's provided, we show that we ended fiscal year 2021 at $440,000 in fund equity. And with that increase of revenues of $530,000, we're coming to a fund balance as of 6/30/2022 at $970,928. And the income statement provided on the next page reflects that per quarter, the rent income has been the driver pretty well of that income. Moving on to the next revolving fund report.
Chair, or I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yeah, sorry, thank you. I think this account is one of the accounts, I believe, isn't this where we pay out our taxes?
I think we...
Or is that out of the real estate services budget?
That's out of the...
I thought it was out of the PIF.
I agree, it's the PIF. This is the PIA instead of the PIF. The PIA funds.
Oh, I'm sorry. This
the
is the property income account, not the PIF. Okay, sorry. I apologize, Chair.
Okay. The next revolving fund report is for the Gray Horse Village Committee, fund number 1320. Current showing that I believe that the appropriation of fiscal year 2022 of $125,000, I believe, was for cemetery gate and fencing. We currently show expenditures for the year of $185,548. And that brings the net activity for the year at $60,548, not to the good, which decreased the fund balance from prior year of $142,315 to a fund balance of $81,767. The balance sheet provided reflects the same information. And the income statement provided would reflect those same totals. That'll kind of show that relationship of how fund balances change from that.
Can you get closer to the microphone, Tyler?
Yeah, you got to get really close to that microphone. So you're comparing page 3 to page 4?
Yeah, so if you look at page 4, that's really the statement of revenue and expenditures. So if you look quarter to quarter to quarter and then our total year to date, you'll see down there that our revenue over expenditures for the fiscal year is $60,548, you know, not to the good. But you'll see that on the previous sheet of the balance sheet in that current period of change, that is net income is typically what changes your fund balance year to year. That way you can kind of see that ties in. So you'll see here in the far right column, the statement of revenue and expenditures, you'll see that negative $60,548, and that's why I'm showing current period change, because that tells me that my activities align and my balance sheet should be correct. And then so on the balance sheet, there in that middle column, you'll see that same negative $60,548 in the fund equity line.
Chair,
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Hi, Tyler. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Just real quick, and you may not have an answer for this. Is that a common jump in the second quarter due for the utilities line? And
yes,
basically, because of the dances.
I believe it's, and it may be because I think you're probably looking at the PDF. It's infrastructure line, the jump in the second quarter of the $120,238 when there's no activity in the first or third quarters.
Uh huh.
Yes, that's actually, we looked into that, and that infrastructure was actually related to that cemetery gate and fencing. So that's the expenditure, that appropriation that I'm showing.
So we had appropriated money for the gate and fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the 125, or that 125 was the general appropriation?
I do need to look at these ONCAs in a little more detail, but okay. I think
that might remedy that.
Yeah, that's the now my note here on the side, and that's where I kind of set up the template and handed it off. But if you look at the far side of the report, it's saying 4-7-2021, ONCA 2145 was for cemetery gate and fencing.
Chair, if you notice, it's showing two different appropriations.
Yes.
One in 21 and one in 22. but mm-hmm. one piece of legislation.
I think mm-hmm. that what needs to occur is another line needs to come in under the 2145 and say annual appropriation, and that 125 shift down. I think that's what you were pointing out.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make that correction. But
okay.
But fund balance will still be the same.
Okay.
And Chair, if Congresswoman Lemon was finished, you know, I just wanted to comment on most of our revolving funds have somebody overseeing the fund besides Treasury.
Right.
But when you get to the villages and some of these funds, there's not someone managing the fund other than Treasury. And that's just, you know, like cap assets and the PIF are managed, the burial assistance, higher ed, or the scholarships, the health benefit. There's a lot of these funds that have someone managing the actual fund besides Treasury. But when you get to our villages, it's just Treasury.
Well, the committee is supposed to be the ones managing.
The five.
But they have
board.
To receive the documents in order to do it. And so I'm not even going to get into that part of it, but that should be your reconciliation between the two, or your checks and balances between the two. And so maybe they need a little assistance, or they need the documents given to them each month to reconcile.
I think that's a really good point. And that some, you know, I think every revolving fund should establish it have some oversight other than Treasury. Nothing, I mean, so that you're not, that's not your job is to manage the revolving funds to that degree. So let's, you know, the War Memorial, the commission, they oversee their revolving fund. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature, but it seems like when you get to the villages, it's a little bit.
And how do they do that? You're talking about the, did you say the veterans?
Yeah, so I would assume that when they have a meeting that somebody is reporting to them, like, here's your balance, this is the amount you have available, that there's communication.
So do the villages, but they have to make sure that they get documents from Treasury to reconcile against. And I don't know that they all get them.
I think this is the start.
Yes.
I feel that we're at a good place to finally have actual financials, and we feel that they're pretty material sound.
Okay. Okay. Ready, Tyler?
Yes. The next show, fund number 1321, is the Pawhuska Village Committee. You will notice, we'll just point out, because they are carrying a pretty large fund balance, but I think it's tied to and ONCA 20-19, mm-hmm. where it looks like $700,000. And I think this was originally in the cap improvement fund, and then it got moved out of cap improvement and appropriated over to Pawhuska Village. So with that, kind of show the current year revenues, as far as what's coming in program type revenues, $205,745 against expenses at $159,851, showing net activity for the year at $45,894 to the good, leaving fund balance at $981,942. The balance sheet will reflect that net activity reflects the same on the current period change. So from fiscal year 2021, fund balance at $936,000 and $936,047 at a net increase of $45,000 for the period, bringing us to that ending fund balance. And then statement of revenue and expenditures, you can see in that first quarter that the transferring from general fund reflects the appropriated amount, and the miscellaneous income would reflect, I believe, the five-man board. But a large portion of why the fund balance is at $981,000 was due to that $700,000 transfer. Next report is on fund number 1322, Hominy Village Committee Fund report. Showing for fiscal year 2022, looks like a transfer in of $134,000, expenditures at $92,975. Showing for the fiscal year 2022, $41,025 to the good, bringing fund balance to $82,002. The balance sheet attached reflects the same activity, as well as the statement of revenue and expenditures.
Chair, I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard.
So we had appropriated money to them for audio and video equipment, about $30,000. But in, so under the statement of revenue and expenditures,
it would not reflect. If you go back to the first sheet of the summary sheet here,
because it's in 21.
Because it's in 21, it would be in 21's revenue.
Okay.
And expenditures. Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it does show in the summary, and that's a little bit why I'm providing this first sheet, to help kind of answer some of that historical information to work through it together. Uh-huh. In a sense.
Yes, thank you.
That's good. So,
move on to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund. Currently showing in fiscal year 22 that the annual appropriation, $8,500,000. Current as of June 30th, 2022, expenditures at $3,775,199. Shown as of June 30th to the good of $4,724,801, which shows the fund balance at $6,780. Now, I think we, you know, timing obligations, when we look at this $6 million, that I think typically they send out $4 million the 1st of September for scholarships. So I'm looking more at this at year end, potentially being around $2 million, just depending on how the last quarter plays out. But, and as we continue to provide these reports, our goal is to provide that level of detail to say what the obligations are against these fund balances. Mm-hmm. So we know, and we'll see some of that in the cap improvement report. That's what we're modeling after.
And Chair, I think if we remember, I think that was increased during Hunka, the amount of scholarships. So that should.
So it's not reflected on that, on here?
I think that, I can't remember what the effective date was.
Yeah, I don't recall that one. I knew burial went up and went into place.
Scholarships too.
I just don't recall nearly everything. Yeah. Everything we passed, I think, had an immediate date on it.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
If I may ask Congresswoman Rebord a question, are you talking about the increase that we made per credit hour?
Yes, ma'am.
I remember that also, but I don't remember the particulars on what that was going to end up costing. I believe there was a fiscal analysis on it that Jordan did provide us on what the actual total would it be. Do you guys recall that?
No. Whether we made an actual appropriation with it or not, might have increased the hour, but not made the appropriation yet. Yes.
Right.
Mr. McIntosh, I think he has a response.
Yes, and I was just going to say it's you know, they're, from looking at the fund balance report, there's enough fund balance that I think it will cover it for this current year, and I can circle back with education to budget and have that discussion for 23, okay, what that potential increase would look like.
Okay.
But with us having that potential $2 million cushion, because what you can do too, the reason I like the summary report is you can kind of look back at historical expenditures.
Yes.
And see, kind of trend, get a grasp of a range of what they typically expand to kind of forecast and estimate moving forward. So if it did increase, I think there's enough in it this year that it will absorb it. And then that we just need to look at the appropriation for 23.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
It did increase, was increased by ONCA 21-106. It increased scholarship funding per credit hour for research universities from $346.50 per credit hour to $388. And the estimated impact was a little over $600,000 per year.
But no actual appropriation out of that legislation?
No.
Okay. So we'll pick it up in the fall.
The effective date was May 15th.
Okay.
Thank you, Jordan.
Okay, Mr. Frazier. I mean, not Mr. Frazier, Mr. McIntosh.
Move on to the next fund balance report. Mm-hmm. Or the next revolving fund report would be for Osage Nation Bar Association. It's fund number 1335. Show historically that the revenue stream is coming in, but little expenditures. Therefore, we're showing a fund balance at $78,575. Attached balance sheet reflects the same for the current period change. Questions there. Move on to the donations report. Mm-hmm. Donations revolving fund number 1340. And we show over the course of the activity beginning in fiscal year 2015 to ending fiscal year 2022 that the donations revolving fund is at $2,691,788. And the attached reports also reflect the same activities. And you'll see in the statement of revenue and expenditures there, transfer out from donations of $71,700. As discussed earlier. Moving on to the next report, the health benefit plan, fund number 1350.
You've got mail.
That's Scott.
Okay. Health benefit plan.
Yes. Okay. Health benefit. Benefit plan, fund number 1350, show activity starting in fiscal year 2012. Through those years, accumulated fund balance as of fiscal year 2022. As of June 30th, 2022, we show $8,844,020. Now, what I am looking at on the summary sheet, and I think this will also be stated as you review, I think later in the agenda, going over the health plan benefit, I think there's more information related to what we're seeing here that it, when I read that and looked at this, it seems to be in line with each other. Mm-hmm. You can see in fiscal year 2022, if you look at all historical periods from fiscal year 2012 to fiscal year 2022, it would show that, you know, fiscal 21 and fiscal 19 years were the highest years that we accumulated the most expenditures at around $10,200,000. But I think if you look at the current year, fiscal year 2022, we've already almost reached or come close to that number in the first three quarters. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I won't go too much into it because there's a report on the agenda later that kind of goes into those details. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing that in this trend with what I read in that report.
Okay. If I could just make a comment real quick, it looks like we're halfway through the revolving fund. It is noon. I just want to hear from the committee. Do you want to keep going till we complete this or go ahead and break and come back at one for the rest of the report?
I was just wondering if Mr. McIntosh would be available at 1 o'clock also.
Yes, I believe
do we need to keep going?
No, I believe he's with us all day.
I left my day open.
And Chair, what about the Investment Oversight Committee? I feel like we'll, is Mr. Manser joining us today?
He's on.
Oh, is okay. He? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Scott. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to see the screen. Okay, good. I'd like to take a lunch break, if that's okay.
I did not make any plans for lunch. So if we want to take an hour because we're going to need to get lunch, or do y'all want to take a short break? Okay. So without objection, we'll recess until 1 p.m.
So move.
Okay. We are recessed. Thank you.